You have tuned in to Counting the Days with Tyler Stanley. This podcast is for survivors of brain injury and those who love us. There is no cure, but there is a life with your name on it. Join me in healing our painful brains on a journey to recovering your intended self by the process of reframing who you are. If you had only 1 week to live, what would you do? Eat more, exercise more, travel more, or love more? Would that love involve sexual expression with your beloved? Of course, it depends on the kind of love we're talking about. But today I'm talking about the kind of love that rests on one's sexuality. Sexuality, in my understanding as a non-medical person, includes body image, self-image, gender identity, your beliefs and capacities for love and friendship, as well as overt physical expression of love or desire. Sexuality is influenced by many considerations, and it can be greatly impacted by mental, emotional, or physical disabilities. Sexuality is a natural part of life, and it should be approached with sensitivity. However, I raise the subject because it rarely comes up in conversations between persons with disabilities and their care providers. This silence reflects both the embarrassment that people feel in discussing sexuality, as well as the social attitude that persons with disabilities are not fully capable. That is, they do not have questions regarding their sexuality. Sexuality can create a complex set of questions that involve most of the systems of the body as well as the mind and emotions. A physical or mental disability that interferes with cognition, motor skills, coordination, and/or sensory skills can affect one's sexuality. Sexuality is a concern of most people, not just of those with some form of disability. Human sexuality is not a one-size-fits-all answer. Humans are complex as God made us. However, I believe to rob a person with brain injury their rightful place in this debate is merciless. One word comes out of this topic strongly for me, and that is personality. We develop our personality through our sexuality, especially being true for women who are oppressed in society more often than not. In disrupting our yin-yang, which through ancient Chinese understanding is where everything works, the symbol represents balance and where everything happens through interaction. I think specifically in developing our intended self. For example, as I've worked with survivors with brain injury, I've noticed the masculine energy flow in females. I feel and see their butch are brighter, stronger yang energy force. Yet a caregiver will sadly dress her in pink sweatpants, dangling earrings, a fluff haircut, believing she does not notice when she cannot speak for herself. I caution caregivers to be mindful of a forced sexual identity. That's the main point for this particular podcast, to shed light on the question in the dark. What about a survivor's sexual identity and sexuality? What about taking from another her personality? How much do clothes we choose express our sexuality? Survivors should be reminded throughout their rehabilitation that the return of sexual feelings is a sign of healing and recovery. It is equally important, however, for those involved in care to keep in mind that a survivor with a chronic stress health problem may not consider sexual activity a higher priority. That decision, too, should be respected. One shouldn't be forced to recognize their sexuality, but it is imperative that we recognize it and be willing to discuss it. Not be overprotective or want or expect our survivor to find out about it elsewhere. One must be cognizant not to put one's own beliefs on another, especially if they depend on you to really get who they are and to allow them to emerge in spite of injury or prejudice. Let's build a universe of acceptance and value rather than hate. Society's cookie-cutter existence negates difference and individuality. If it is continued, we will never have another great thinker, sculptor, mathematician, painter, whistleblower, activist, historian, or poet, but be dead inside with fundamental sameness and narcissism. Diversity means texture, growth, and personal development. making a world with a wide palette to savor more the beauty and specialness of individuality, preserving the personality. If you enjoyed this podcast, stay tuned for my weekly broadcast on Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. We go live on July 4th. Until then, you go on living too. And feel free to visit me at tylerstanley.net.